Praise the Lord and good morning, my dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has created. And we thank God for His grace that abounds over us. Let me encourage you from the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 8. It says, "And God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that always, having all sufficiency in everything, you may abound to every good work." Hallelujah. I like that. Praise the Lord. You know, whenever you talk about grace, it reminds me that how awesome and amazing and majestic is the grace of Yeshua the Messiah. It is only but by the grace of Jesus that you and I are saved, healed, delivered, and added into the kingdom of Yeshua. And that amazes me. Every day, the grace of God amazes my life. I was reading about John Newton, the hymn writer who wrote Amazing Grace, you know, calling himself a wretch who was lost and blind. John Newton recalled leaving school at the age of 11 to begin a life as a rough, debauched seaman. Eventually, he engaged in the despicable practice of capturing natives from West Africa to be sold as slaves to markets around the world. But one day, the grace of God put fear into the heart of this wicked slave trader through a fierce storm. Greatly alarmed and fearful of a shipwreck, Newton began to read The Imitation of Christ by Thomas A. Kempis. God used this book to lead him to a genuine conversion and a dramatic change in his way of life. Hallelujah. God's grace can change you and me completely and definitely. Feeling a definite call to study for the ministry, Newton was encouraged and greatly influenced by John and Charles Wesley and George Whitefield. At the age of 39, John Newton became an ordained minister of the Anglican Church at the little village of Olney near Cambridge, England. To add further impact to his powerful preaching, Newton introduced simple, heartfelt hymns rather than the usual psalms in his services. When enough hymns could not be found, Newton began to write his own, often assisted by his close friend, William Cowper. In 1779, their combined efforts produced the famous Olney hymnal, Amazing Grace. Stanzas 1 to 4 was from that collection, and stanza 5 was added later by John P. Rees. Until the time of his death, at the age of 82, John Newton never ceased to marvel at the grace of God that transformed him so completely. Shortly before his death, he is quoted as proclaiming with a loud voice during a message, "My memory is nearly gone, but I remember two things, that I am a great sinner and that Christ is a great Savior." What amazing grace. Hallelujah. My dear brothers and sisters, let's ponder anew the magnitude of God's grace. Sing that hymn again and place yourself in that position and say, "God, you have saved me. You have delivered me. And I want to continue to serve you and to sing of the praises of you and want to talk about your goodness to the entire world, that somebody else will also receive the amazing grace of Yeshua." Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have given, and we are grateful to you for that grace of God that has abounded over our lives. Oh Lord, you have abounded so that, Lord, we will abound in every good work. Today, because of your grace, we will do great and good works for the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, today we shall not be silent of preaching the good news of Jesus to the ones who have never heard. Today, those who are not yet saved, we will, O Lord, offer the gift of salvation to them. And I pray that we will never be the same. We will always be reminded that it is but by the grace of Jesus that we are saved and healed and delivered and added into the kingdom of Yeshua. Today I pray, let that revelation take over. Let that illumination, O Father, be there in our mind, that we will never forget from where we come, and we will never forget to where we are going. And we want to say thank you for that. Today, Lord, I pray as your people step out to the jobs, to the businesses, and to run the errands for the day, bless them, be with them, uphold them with your righteous hand, and keep them from all evil. The ones who are sick in our midst, I release your healing upon them, because you are gracious and merciful God. I pray that, Lord, in accordance to your rich mercies, your healing virtue will flow in each and every individual. And Father, that they'll be healthy, they'll be strong and robust in their bodies, and will bring glory and honor to your name. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.